Hello, now we'll be doing response number 5 for chapters 9 and 10. I want to talk about May's death. Zach and Lily were in the car going to see the man arrive with the colored woman. There was a fight and the police arrested all the colored people, and unfortunately, Zach went to jail. Also, just to put in context, May has been terribly depressed ever since her sister's suicide and has been having panic attacks when the slightest little thing happens. In their house, when they got the call about Zach being in jail, May was the one who answered, and she's the one that heard the news. This time, surprising everyone, she didn't have one of those panic attacks where she screams and cries. Instead, she just looked dead. She just looked silent. She wasn't doing anything. She had no reaction. She said that she wanted to go outside to her wailing wall and put a message in. So that's what she did. She went outside and she put a message in. After about 20 minutes, if I remember correctly, the rest of the women in the pink house were kind of nervous and decided to go and look for her. And she was not the wailing wall anymore. Unfortunately, they found her dead in the river. She had taken her life, and she left them a note saying that it was her time to go to heaven and to see all the people that she had lost. I feel very bad for her family because they had already witnessed the loss of their mom, dad, and sister. Plus, Lily had just lost her dad, and her mom died, and her dad just told her it was completely because of her, and then her mom actually just left. If I lost my sister, I would be extremely sad. I don't think I would be able to continue living my life normally. I think I would be very different because I've never witnessed the loss of someone that I care for a lot, and I don't know exactly how I'd react, but I know that it wouldn't be easy. I also noticed that Lily and Rosaline were completely heartbroken, and I would be like that too. If someone's depressed or if you're depressed, I think it helps to talk to people. If you do not feel comfortable talking to your close ones, you can always talk to suicide hotlines like Telgen and many others. If you see someone suicidal or depressed, please help them before they choose to take their life.